Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotional and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin today, first off, just a reminder to be praying for those in the path of the hurricane that's forecasted to approach the Florida coast. By tomorrow morning, that line of the eye is still a little bit unknown, and strength is always subject to change. And so be praying for those in its path, praying that the storm would weaken, lives would be spared, that property damage would be minimal, that those preparing to respond would be ready. And today, as we continue this week's focus on learning something new, particularly learning from God's Word. Yesterday, we talked about learning to revere God. That's kind of where it begins. Until we respect Him, we honor Him, we lift Him to the level of importance in our life that He ought to be, our learning is probably going to be somewhat limited because we're simply not interested. And today we take that next step. We revere God, and so we're going to focus on what it looks like to learn His commands and why we ought to. A verse today ties a couple important things together. Psalm 119, verse 73 says, "Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands." Psalmist writes and recognizes the creative nature of God, God's involvement in forming our very being. And he connects that with a desire to have the understanding to learn God's commands. I love that wording. First off, I love the wording, the value that's given to us. It ought to be received by us as those that have been formed by God. That we have purpose. We have a place. We have a belonging. God didn't make mistakes and doesn't make mistakes. He formed us according to His will, His desire. And as much as we continue to work at redefining ourselves, that seems to be a goal of mankind throughout history. We have value. And because we have that value, because we recognize God's desire to have us as His, it ought to motivate us to want to learn His commands. But those two words in that second part of the verse, "Give me understanding to learn your commands," goes beyond simply a knowing what His commands are. It goes beyond a simple cursory reading of the law of God. It's a desire to understand in a way that we learn the application. We learn what they mean. We learn their purpose. Because when we know our value and we understand the purpose of God's commands, it gives us greater motivation to put them into practice. We can go to a place for enjoyment and get there and find an entire list of rules. And there's several things that probably influence how well we keep those rules. One probably has to do with our own nature. Whether by nature we're a rule keeper. that legalism requires us to keep the rules just for our own peace of mind. But many times, for many people at least, the more we understand why those rules exist, at least if we agree with why they exist, we're more likely to follow them. Especially those rules that at first glance make very little sense to us. There are rules that we look at and, well, yeah, that's for my good. I'll do that. If you ever ridden a roller coaster or some type of ride like that, the general saying as you're preparing to begin the ride is to keep your hands and arms and all body parts inside and hold firmly on the bar in front of you. And we may think that's silly, and we stick our arms out and we do lots of things, and until we realize the design and see somebody, read of somebody snap an arm off or fall out of the cart they're in because they didn't think the rules were that important. And I know in today's era of safety feature after safety feature after safety feature, there's less and less risk in some of those types of things. But there was a time that we would follow those rules because, well, not following them could certainly lead to death. And I suspect if we recognized the importance of God's commands, if we had the understanding to learn why they are so important, if we realized that not following them could lead to death, maybe we would take a closer look. Maybe we'd be a little more concerned about what they mean. And so we read and we quote and we talk about we need to love God. That's His command, the first and greatest command. But we tend to follow the warnings that are elsewhere in Scripture that in the last days or latter days, people will become lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. But we know it says to love God, and so that's what we say we do. And so we pray that we would have the understanding to learn what that means, what that looks like in life today. God says if we love Him, we'll keep His commands. We'll do what He says. We talked this past Sunday about the wise builder. Jesus says it's like one who builds on a foundation and his house stands. And He says that's what it's like for a person to look into God's Word and to do what it says. And so we know our value to God because of His willingness to form us, to create us, to call us into being. And so we ask and we pray and we continually seek the understanding with the help of His Spirit to learn His commands, how to do them. His command, He said, is to love Him. It's also, He said, the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And we can very easily become like the man who asked Jesus, and the text says, in order to justify himself, he asked Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Thinking he could somehow limit his list of people that he had to love. And Jesus tells the story we call the story of the Good Samaritan. And at the end, he says the to the man, who is the neighbor in this story? And he says, it's the one who helped. It's the one who did good. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. From God's perspective, loving your neighbor isn't about who that other person is. It's about who you are. And the application, the heart of that command is to love people, to serve people, to do good to those in need, to have compassion, to show mercy, to walk humbly with your God. You see, learning God's commands is not simply writing down a list. It's not taking an exam that you can turn in your paper at the end of the day and say, here are the commands of God. I know what they are. But learning God's commands is doing God's commands. And today, as we spend time praying, we look to God. And we lift up our chin and we recognize the great value we have as one formed by God. And that great value says, I want God's help. I want to be able to understand the value that I have to God. I want to be able to understand His love in a greater way, so that I would seek and desire and be able to learn and practice His commands. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You formed us so that we could be Yours. And yet You've given us a will that allows us to choose to belong to You or not. And Father, as we come to You in a willingness to listen, to learn, to obey, may we know the value that we have, that You desired our being to the extent that You formed us, You created us, You called us into being. And You continually call us to be Yours, to belong. And so, God, may that help us to recognize the incredible value we have as an individual, the value that those people around us have as individuals. Whether they're living like they ought to or living for self, they're still formed by You. And Father, may that value help us to grow in our desire to understand. To understand who we are, to understand who You are, to understand what You desire, what You want, what You've called us to do. Father, may that growing understanding that we obtain through Your Spirit dwelling within us help us to learn Your commands, to learn them as transformational commands rather than simply a list of information. Father, even more so than being able to quote a list of commands from Your Word, may we be able to show evidence of living out those commands in our life. May Your love for us and our love for You, that value that we have as being made by You, help us to grow in that overwhelming desire that even our understanding of the purpose of Your commands and how they protect us, how they keep us safe, how they prevent that death that separates us from You eternally. May all of that motivate us to learn your commands in a way that we practice them, that we do what you say. And Father, today as we pray, we continue to pray for those in the paths of various storms and disasters throughout our world. Think today specifically of this hurricane that's making its way toward the Florida Gulf Coast. While there's uncertainty from human perspective, you know exactly the path that it's going to take, and you have the ability to steer and to guide it, to strengthen it, to diminish it. And even as we watch the destructive nature of such things, you understand how you can be seen as great even in the midst of disaster. So God, today I pray for my friends at IDES, those that are preparing to respond, those that are considering whether they're able to help or not. For myself as well, as I seek wisdom in my response and how you would have people's needs met. Father, for every one of us, may we grow in learning and doing your commands to love one another, to love you, to love our neighbors. And Father, as we live life, learning and doing, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.